In the morning, a cold rain was falling. It gusted over the car, even under the overpass, and it danced in the road beyond. They sat and watched through the water on the glass. By the time it had slacked, a good part of the day was gone. They left the coats and the blanket in the floor of the back seat and went up the road to search through more of the houses. Wood smoke on the damp air. They never heard the dog again. They found some utensils and a few pieces of clothing, a sweatshirt, some plastic they could use for a tarp. He was sure they were being watched, but he saw no one. In a pantry, they came upon part of a sack of cornmeal that rats had been at once in the long ago. He sifted the meal through a section of window screen and collected a small handful of dried turds, and they built a fire on the concrete porch of the house and made cakes of the meal and cooked them over a piece of tin. Then they ate them slowly, one by one. He wrapped the few remaining in a paper and put them in the knapsack. The boy was sitting on the steps when he saw something move at the rear of the house across the road. A face was looking at him. A boy, about his age, wrapped in an outsized wool coat with the sleeves turned back. He stood up. He ran across the road and up the drive. No one there. He looked toward the house, and then he ran to the bottom of the yard, through the dead weeds to a still black creek. "Come back," he called. "I won't hurt you." He was standing there crying when his father came sprinting across the road and seized him by the arm. "What are you doing?" he hissed. "What are you doing?"
"There's a little boy, Papa. There's a little boy."
"There's no little boy. What are you doing?"
"Yes, there is. I saw him."
"I told you to stay put. Didn't I tell you? Now we've got to go. Come on."
"I just wanted to see him, Papa. I just wanted to see him."
The man took him by the arm, and they went back up through the yard. The boy wouldn't stop crying, and he wouldn't stop looking back. "Come on," the man said. "We've got to go."
"I want to see him, Papa."
"There's no one to see. Do you want to die? Is that what you want?"
"I don't care," the boy said, sobbing. "I don't care."
The man stopped. He stopped and squatted and held him. "I'm sorry," he said. "Don't say that. You mustn't say that."